Right now, it's time to talk with Brian Ross and Real News. We get together with Brian on a Thursday morning at about 20 minutes after 7 o'clock and talk about some of the stories and media coverage that's out there. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning to you, Marshall. A great-looking day.
Yeah, a real nice day, and we're into some nice low-humidity weather with normal temperatures for the next week or so.
I'm glad to hear that.
We can enjoy it. Well, he's on his first real big official overseas mission. That is President Biden going to the G7, and already on the way there set some pretty high goals. One is, of course, tackling the problems with Russia and Putin. But also trying to get the U.S. back into the mix worldwide.
Right. This plan to announce a renewed Atlantic Charter with a special relationship with Great Britain is one step, taking a leadership role and making sure there are hundreds of millions of vaccinations available for the rest of the world, is the kind of thing that he talked about doing, and now he's doing it.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with his meeting with Vladimir Putin and all, but it's right. It's a total different look for the United States. I won't say total, because I think before President Trump, who handled the office different than any other person in the history of this country, the United States' appearance at worldwide meetings like this was pretty standard, whether you're Republican or Democrat. But I think it must be a little bit of culture shock back for these folks, especially after a year of pandemic, to see the United States trying to get back into the leadership role in the world.
Well, instead of attacking our allies and supporting Putin, it's the other way around for this president. And I think, he's making it clear this is not the Trump presidency. And whatever damage was done to our relationship with our allies, he's trying to undo. And part of this really is preparing a position to take on China, essentially.
Yep.
If the relationship between the U.S. and Europe and our other allies is strong, that makes it easier for us to deal with China, us being the rest of the world.
All right. So now, something that's pretty amazing to me, and I think you find this as an investigative reporter especially, we, of course, had the hack on the pipeline, and then we found out that money was gotten back by this country because we had set up a way to find out how to get into those global currencies, the Bitcoin. But you also had the meat plant, which was hacked, and they paid $11 million in ransom. But then you had international authorities cooperating with a fake way to get information real time from criminals who thinking they were on an encrypted network. I mean, those three stories just come together, especially the
absolutely
encrypted, especially the encrypted.
Understand it completely. Is the ability we thought that Bitcoin was completely you could not crack it, and because of the pipeline case, the U.S. showed its hand, and they were able actually to track down the people who received the Bitcoin and actually break into their network and steal their password and get those Bitcoins back, which is like right out of a some sort of a fantastic spy movie you might watch with Tom Cruise leading the way, and then the ability that the FBI set up this sting, posing as a online site for crooks, and they all used it, and they turned the tables on them. Quite a bit of great sleuth work, and I think the U.S. is showing it does have more capabilities than we thought they did, and perhaps it's not so impossible to go after these online crooks who've been demanding the ransomware.
And what's so impressive, if people would take the time to read up and look into, especially what we developed with that fake encrypting system, which fooled so many, is that nobody jumped on it too quick. All the international actors in this all sat back and waited till the big fish could be reeled in. And I think that's one of the most important factors, the international cooperation, to make sure that they just didn't get the people that were moving the drugs around, but they had a real-time basis of following
right
what was going on, and they didn't blow it, which is enormous.
And the fact that the crooks around the world came to believe this was a safe place for them to do business, Hats off to the FBI and the others who put together this thing, run out of the FBI office in San Diego. It showed an amazing sort of ingenuity on the part of law enforcement. And we thought that, you know, we were sort of unable to do anything about these online criminal groups in Eastern Europe and Russia and China, and it turns out we can, which is heartening. Still, as you say, the large meatpacking company, JBS, paid $11 million in Bitcoin, and the pipeline official testified before Congress that he paid because he did it in secret and he thought he had to do it. So it's an indication this is a new front in a war on crime, cybercrime.
Pretty amazing. All right. Now, something that we've been living with for a long time, protests and people in support of it, the Keystone XL pipeline has been halted. The company finally said, all right, we give up after President Biden blocked its permit.
Absolutely. And this was a goal that he and sort of the progressives on the in the Democratic Party had pushed for. Some say it's going to cost 48,000 jobs, but that project now appears to be dead. It had a new life under Donald Trump, and now it is dead. And that's just an indication of the clout, really, of progressives still in the Biden administration. And, you know, while they may have victories there, they're not getting many victories on Capitol Hill. Executive action, yes. On the Hill, not so much.
It's going to be that way. And you know, I have a feeling sooner or later, either Manchin's going to become an independent, sitting with Republicans, or Republican, because he basically has staked out a at-war territory with not only the progressive wing, but the moderate wing of the Democratic Party.
Well, it's difficult. You know, it's a big 10 for the Democrats. That's all that they have to have that to get the majority. I mean, as much as they may at the moment come to despise Joe Manchin, he is absolutely essential to the fact that Chuck Schumer is the majority leader. Without his vote, the agenda goes back to Mitch McConnell. So they have to hold their nose and somehow find a way to deal with Joe Manchin, a lifelong Democrat. You know, unless the Democrats really push him out of the party, he's likely to still be there. And, you know, he represents a state that voted for, 69% of the voters there voted for Donald Trump. You know, every member of Congress at some point votes their home constituency, and that's what he's doing. You see reports, I think, Marshall, that behind the scenes, while indicating that he's going to be a no on a filibuster and a no on the John Lewis bill, the Voting Rights Bill, the Senate number one, that he may have done a deal where he'll support a larger infrastructure piece of legislation.
All right, and move on to one final thing. We also have David Tarachuk, who joins us, and we take a look at international media coverage. But President Biden, going to this meeting, has signaled to Boris Johnson not to let post-Brexit conditions really have Northern Ireland's peace fall apart.
Exactly, and there are issues there. There are renewals of violence. You know, it's you know, there's a lot on his plate that is probably, in some ways, for him, a relief not to deal with Joe Manchin and Mitch McConnell back home. As all presidents find, it's easier to deal with overseas international issues in many cases, because there, again, executive action that can take place. And as you say, and you're just saying, Marshall, I think that, you know, that's what Donald Trump did. He did a lot of executive action. He couldn't get Congress on certain issues. And that'll be the same for this president. And that perhaps is the new way of presidential, you know, show of authority, is through executive actions. They only last for the terms of the administration. They can be undone. But that's what we're looking at here, is the Biden agenda is in peril because of Joe Manchin, and he can't even get 50 votes in his own party. So what's he supposed to do?
All right, I want to come back locally. Quite a week for you folks at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, with a couple of really dynamite presentations that hit just at the perfect time with all that's going on in this world. I mean, really two great authors in a row.
Oh, it's amazing, you know, and great response from our patrons at the Sharon Library. As you know, I'm on the board there, and I hosted a week ago Barry Meyer for his book Spooked, which I think you talked to Barry as well, and that was a great turnout. Then Peter Steiner, the cartoonist, the novelist, on board with us, and we're going to take a little bit of a breather because we're preparing to get ready for construction on an addition. So the library will be finding a new location to be announced soon.
Well, that's all exciting news. And then hopefully a year from this August, we'll get back to having that incredible, I think, which is it's a big event for Sharon, but I think it's a big event for the Northwest Corner. It's one of the biggest events, really, and that is the Under the Tent book signing that, of course, the pandemic affected last year and this year.
Yeah, it is our flagship event. It is a great time for all of Sharon and a reminder of all the talented people who live in our part of the world who come, sign the books they've written, speak at private dinners afterwards. A great event, and we're already thinking about how it's going to be in 2022 with a sort of an enhanced library, a new way, an easy way for people that need handicap access to get into the library and take full advantage of it. It's going to be a great year for the library.
All right, Brian, always great to talk with you. Have a great weekend, and we'll speak to you next week.
You too, Marshall. Always great to be here on your Breakfast Club.
All right, take care. Brian Ross with Real News here on Robin Hood Radio, and you can find Brian on the web with Real News at robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand, click on Real News with Brian Ross.